Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
Choosing the easy and comfortable route is understandable because our reptilian brain likes easy and comfortable. It doesn't want danger or risk. It doesn't matter if it's an animal charging you or hearing someone say you are wrong. Our reflexive and faster brain goes into flight or fight before we have a thought. It's how we're wired. And now I'm wrestling with the question, in what ways have I kept myself small and quiet to stay comfortable? In what ways have I avoided looking at some of my behavior or what is going on in my family, community, or country? The comfort zone is very understandable, and it's worth questioning. What am I losing by choosing comfort? What am I ignoring by choosing comfort? In what ways have I avoided looking at what is really going on? Because if I saw it, I'd have to change or do something. For example, on a personal level, I've had a habit of sucking up responsibility, trying to control things, you know, keep it comfortable and safe. And even though I noticed this pattern years ago, I kept it going because it gave me the illusion of control. And I avoided looking at the costs of this behavior, the cost to me and to those around me. As I have slowly unraveled this controlling, responsible story, I see how it sucked the lightness and joy out of my days. Now, this is where self-compassion can be an ally, not to keep me from looking at this behavior, but actually to help me look at this old behavior. Because when I do, I tend to think of myself as bad. But if I invite in self-compassion, self-compassion says, no, you're human. This happens. Self-compassion says, it's hard, it's painful, but it's worth looking at. Let's just be kind to ourselves while we do it. So to be clear, self-compassion is not numbing or avoiding. It actually enables noticing and feeling. So the question is, what behaviors do I have, do you have, that are familiar, comfortable, but no longer serve us? At the community level, I found myself choosing comfort when I witnessed bullying. I saw a post on a local environmental issue, and I wanted to learn more about this issue, so I read the post and the comments. I knew this was a contentious issue, but I was surprised at the hostility. Several of the comments were bullying, like elementary school level bullying, like, you must be stupid. I noticed my gut tightening as I read those bullying comments. Stay safe, my gut said. I reminded myself that I don't engage in dialogues via social media, so I closed the app. And then I wondered, was I choosing comfort over standing up to bullying? Why didn't I speak up on behalf of those community members who shared their points of view respectfully? Bullying is a powerful deterrent to speaking up. It's not a deterrent to all of us. Some are wired to be protective or to speak up. And a lot of us look the other way. And that's what the bullies need to thrive. The majority of us choosing comfort and not speaking up. So how do we support ourselves in not avoiding things, getting out of our comfort zone? Well, in a Psych Central article, How to Stop Avoiding What Scares or Overwhelms You, well, there are a few suggestions, the usual, like baby steps and create accountability. But in this article, they also quoted the author, Van Day, author of the book, Calming the Emotional Storm. And she says, quote, when you're focused on what's happening right now, you notice the urge to avoid a situation and your accompanying emotions, such as anxiety. Instead of judging the experience, you accept it, which is the opposite of avoidance. If you're avoiding something, you're not accepting it. You're rejecting the possibility of having the experience for whatever reason, unquote. So I'm starting to get uncomfortable with being comfortable. I'm starting to wonder how I'll be changed as I look more clear-eyed at what is going on in my life and in our world. I am finding getting out of my comfort zone is scary and yet enlivening, a place of growth.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt. You'll find archived editions of this show on www.bestofourselves.com.